Back to the jukebox. All right. Well, I have a little trip down memory lane of my own. In Collingwood, we had a very special composer, a team of musicians come up and play the Hockey Sweater, a special version of a chamber music arrangement by a wonderful composer, Abigail Richardson Schulte. And it was just so much fun for especially youth involved. There were whistles blowing, hockey sticks, crowds cheering. And Abigail, in addition to being a composer, is also married to a wonderful violinist, and together they run the Chamber Music Hamilton series. It's my pleasure to welcome Michael to our jukebox today. Hi, Michael.
Hello, Daniel.
Hi. Long time no chat.
Yeah, I know.
A pandemic in between and a couple of concerts later, here we are again. Great to have you. How have you been?
Well, thank you. I've been well. Yeah, you know, I mean, shut my series down for a year during the pandemic, but fired it up again. You know how it is. I did one single concert during that year. It's Jonathan Crowe, the TSO concertmaster, and I did a violin duo thing. And you know, it was not badly attended. Everybody in masks. It was a bit surreal, but...
Surreal, definitely.
Right? Yeah.
Well, you're fired up now. You have these amazing events coming up with Chamber Music Hamilton, which... You've been a director for some time now.
Yeah, 14 years.
14 years, bravo.
How long have you been at your series now, Daniel? Is it 7 or 8 years?
You know what? That year that your team came up and played the Hockey Sweater and the Carnival of the Animals, that was our inaugural year, 2019,
right,
for the Collingwood Festival.
Yeah, you've done a great job there.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's really grown ever quite a bit. We'd love to have you back at some point.
I know. We played there. I played a number of recitals there in the past,
Oh, yeah.
You know, with Daniel Dome and Ron Torini and so on. But it wasn't at all the operation that you're running now.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that later. But let's talk about your series, Chamber Music Hamilton, March 3rd, Lydian Quartet, a very interesting program. You're performing viola. You have the Ravel Quartet there, the Brahms, Opus 111, and Chinese work. Tell us a little bit about the program, Song of the Qin.
Right. Well, this is kind of interesting. Julia, the second violinist, has very interesting education. She has, master's and doctorates from Juilliard and Harvard and so on in linguistics and music.
Oh, that's a powerful duo, linguistics and music together. Wow. Yeah, I've always thought of them as like cousins.
Right. So does she, and she, in fact, wrote a very interesting thesis about Chinese music seen phonetically, you know, rather than structurally as we Westerners do. And,
right,
and she came up with this piece by a composer that she knows quite well, who studied there and composed there and then came to the States.
That's fascinating. The Chinese language, from what I know, I don't speak Mandarin, but I've heard that, you know, one syllable, one phonetic expression can mean different things said the same way, but in a different frequency.
Oh, isn't that the truth? Not so easy to get right, is it?
It must be staggeringly difficult. I mean, apparently it is the most difficult language to learn because, the same phonetic syllable can be said in so many different ways.
Which amazes me that the Chinese people learn English so well, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't know how if we fare as well going the other way. You know, it's just hats off. I can't imagine myself trying to learn Chinese.
And what's this work like, Song of the Qin?
Now, I haven't heard it, so this will be a surprise to me.
Oh, good, good. Yeah.
Based on a poem.
Yep.
The final lines of the poem are, "Mists melt in the morning sun and the man is gone. Only the song reverberates in the green of the hills and waters. Look back, the horizon seems to fall into the stream and clouds float aimlessly over the cliffs." That's the end of this poem that Liu wrote, and Zhu, who wrote this piece, wrote it based on that. And I'm told it's a great mix with the Ravel that follows.
Wow, sounds surreal. Fantasy. In that expression, nice. Yeah.
So I'm quite interested to see how that piece unfolds because it does use sounds of the the traditional Chinese, these zithers, and apparently does it very, very well. It's supposed to be very evocative. So the quartet tells me.
Moving on to April 7th, the Beethoven Ghost Piano Trio, Mozart G minor piano quartet. That's one of my favorites. Love that. And the Shostakovich. Wow. Another big program there.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, Chamber Music Blockbuster. Wow. Three big ones.
It's a treat to play. I've never played Shostakovich. Always wanted to. Finally get to. Yeah.
Oh, vibrant. Yeah, that's going to get you a standing ovation.
Yeah, I think so. It's one of those things. Certain pieces just do automatically, right? There's a glorious recording you may know with the Borodin Quartet and with Richter, the great pianist.
Oh, with Richter, Svetozov Richter. Yeah, they play that one to the limit. Yeah. Oh, you've got Leslie Kenton. You're in great hands there.
Mm-hmm.
Going forward, May 5th, now this one I wanted to ask you about because you have a passion for constructing ancient string instruments.
Right. Well, I don't build them myself, but...
But one of those that you've reconstructed, and I think you're the only Canadian to do this, is a rare cello called the Piccolo da Spalla, which looks like a little cello. It looks like a guitar. You hold it over your shoulder.
Right, and you play the bow sort of vertically. It's awkward as all heck.
Wow. Awkward.
But yes, it is awkward. I mean, that's probably why it completely disappeared, right? Some 250 years ago. But it was around for a long time. And you even see it played, a number of players playing it in that awesome painting by Paolo Veronese at the Louvre, the biggest painting at the Louvre, you know, which is 7 by 10 meters in size. Huge.
I remember that one. Yeah. Wow. I've just made a connection.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the instrument.
From 1560 or something like this. And the those violoncello da spallas are there. The violoncello, it's a kind of a funny name. The violon was this humongous instrument that was, you know, some 15 feet high and much bigger than today's double bass, strangely. So that was the bass instrument. And then you had these violoncello piccolo da spallas, right? And then you had violas and violins. So the violon is the huge one. And cello, believe it or not, in Italian is a diminutive, meaning the little violon, right?
Right, yeah.
Piccolo means even smaller, and da spalla means played on the shoulder.
How does it compare to the arpeggioni? Because that's another one that's sort of, you know, gone extinct.
Another odd. Yeah, that's right. And it's really impractical, right? Because it has frets, so it can never really be in tune, you know?
Yeah, once again, kind of a mix, you know, features of the cello and the guitar in one instrument. But yours is making quite the waves again because you'll be playing on, it seems like, one of these instruments with an accordionist.
That's true. I didn't sort of rediscover this by any means. You know, Buddy Aros did, and so I heard one played from a broadcast out of the Smithsonian, and thought, wow, you know, I mean, I could actually play that approximately with my violin technique, and then I could be a cellist too. What fun! And it sounds just like a cello, right? So it took me 2 years to find somebody to build it, and then the late Carole Grégoire did it for me, and I've had a lot of fun with it since.
Well, your audience is in for a treat. If you want to hear this instrument live May 5th, check it out at chambermusichamilton.com. The venue is the Art Gallery of Hamilton, 123 King Street West. You can hang out with Michael Schulte and a wonderful cast of some of our brightest musicians today. Check it out beginning March 3rd, followed by April 7th and May 5th. At chambermusichamilton.com. Good luck, Michael.
Many thanks, Daniel.
Sounds like you have just an amazing repertoire ahead, an amazing musical odyssey of sorts. So I wish you all the best and look forward to connecting again soon.
Yes, great to talk to you. Be in touch.
Likewise, be in touch. Cheers. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Bye then.